Tonight, this is Chris with IMTN Worldwide Radio. This is episode 16. First and foremost, this week has been dedicated to Dreams Come True, an event that's going to be going down in Atlanta, Georgia, September 12th at Via Restaurant. Be sure to check out Via Restaurant at viarestaurant.net. Tonight, I have some guests that I'm definitely excited to get to talk to. I'm going to run through some of my quick shout-outs. Of course, all my guests, my sponsors, and the talent that are going to be attending Dreams Come True, I'm going to name everybody throughout the evening. But because I know she's on the line now, I'm going to go ahead, and I believe this is going to be my first guest. I should have asked her what her phone number was. Tonight, I have some of the my mainstay guests. I have certain people in the magazine world, casting world. They're just overall just very talented people. So I hope you all enjoy this particular show tonight. So I'm actually kind of nervous. What's all that about? Anyway, let me see who this is on my first line. Hold on. Let's see. Good evening, caller. Who might this be?
This is Madison Shannon Kelly.
All right. It is Madison. Well, thank you for coming on tonight. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on. I'm actually kind of excited to have you on because there's, like, a lot of things I would like to ask of you and just let everybody know what you do and how long you've been doing it. You know, I've been talking about you for a while now over Facebook and Twitter and whatnot, so I'm going to let you kind of take it and kind of introduce yourself to everybody.
Okay, well, hi, I'm Madison Shannon Kelly. I'm what you kind of call the quadruple threat in the industry. I'm the editor-at-large at Don Diva Magazine. I'm a columnist for Craze Magazine, The Pussycat Tale, which is also my agency, and I'm also an aspiring casting director, now with about 5 videos under my belt. I am a chef. I own Diva Delights. I have a dessert line where I specialize in cupcakes like Patron cupcakes and different things like that. And I also am an actress. I'm in a stage play right now called The Flip Side.
How did that go? I remember seeing a lot of fanfare about it. How did that go the other day?
Well, actually, we completed 5 successful shows here in Atlanta, and now we've been picked up to go to Ohio and a few other cities.
Oh, wow.
That we're going to be announcing that Ohio is our first city. So I'm very excited. I play Charlene Brown, and I work with a wonderful cast and a great director. So it's been a great experience.
I bet. Well, let me ask you this, first of all, then, because you are, you're a designated quadruple threat, how do you divide all of your time? I know just what I do every day and everything. You have your own, production company, your own catering, your chef, so you're doing that all the time. And then you're, actress, casting director now. You said you have, about 5 videos under your belt and whatnot, and plus you're the editor-at-large of Don Diva. How do you go about scheduling your time for all these different projects?
Well, for years I got practice as being a single mom. I'm the mother of 2. I have a 7-year-old son and a 15-year-old daughter. And just being a mom, just learned then trying to work in the industry now for almost 15 years, I had to learn time management. So from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, every minute of my day is accounted for. So I basically just time manage everything. And every day I don't work on every project. It's like I have a schedule for each job that I do. Like some days it's more dedicated towards my magazine, and then, other days it's dedicated to baking, and other days are dedicated to the videos.
Okay. Well, if anything, you definitely just solidify the fact that, you know, one of my things I always say is anything can be scheduled. You know, if you really want it to happen, stuff can be scheduled. If people want you, it can be scheduled, you know. Because I noticed your, you know, your personal blast as far as, you know, people wanting to book you and whatnot. One thing I did want to, of course, bring up on the casting director side, you know, Atlanta, you know, for years, you know, as far as casting goes, you know, there's always been, you know, little hiccups here and there, and, you know, there's some good castings, some bad castings. What have you found in your, I guess, your aspirations in regards to being a mainstay casting director in Atlanta? Have you found to be either, you know, the goods and bads as far as casting goes in Atlanta?
Well, I have a lot of difficulties because I'm a female and I'm also a former model coming into the industry. So on a respect level, I have to just work extra hard to earn that. And now that I have gained that, I just feel like I'm getting a lot of respect because I treat models fairly. Like when I was in the industry, it was a lot of times that we were treated unfairly. And I also give models that other casting directors wouldn't give a chance to be in a video, I find beauty in a lot of women, and I make them stars. So I believe in giving everybody a chance. If I see you working hard and you're trying to go after a common goal, I'm one of the casting directors that will give you that spotlight and give you a chance to be a star in a video.
Oh, yeah, that's really good to hear then, especially from my, you know, standpoint, of course, because, like I said, I was in the Atlanta market for a long time, and as far as videos go, I that was just one thing I just kind of had to let go of as far as that one particular aspect as far as Atlanta. So definitely then I'll be definitely, you know, wanting to talk to you in the future as far as, you know, projects. And, in fact, actually, I know I saw something earlier in regards to, I think it was the Soul Train Awards, maybe. Could you tell us maybe more about that coming up?
Oh, well, I've been talking back and forth with Kadar Mesenberg with Kadar Entertainment. He's actually offered the Soul Train Awards. It's going to be here on November 10th. And I have a few lucky ladies from my agency that hopefully will be presenters. So we're working out right now. Yeah, okay. So I'm excited about that.
I bet. Well, if anything, I know in the future, like I said, and like I said, we'll get to see each other, you know, this coming weekend and whatnot. But I'm always looking at, you know, opportunities overall, and it's just a matter of, you know, wanting to work with people who do have a positive mindset in regards to opportunity in general. And, you know, like you said, you know, being wanting to be treated fairly, that's all really most people really want. And when they're not, and when they're not on a regular basis, eventually, you know, discouragement sets in, and most don't really want to continue doing it or pressing the head forward, you know, to try to, you know, reach this, you know, particular goal. So I'm really pleased that you were able to kind of, you know, bring that out, that you're someone who is wanting to do that and wanting to help people, you know, get to that point. Where can people see you on the internet, Madison?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at mkelly_dondiva. Well, I just changed my Twitter name. I'm sorry. Today is MSK_enterprises. You can also follow my agency and my castings at Pussycat Tales. Also, feel free to check out Don Diva Magazine, www.dondivamag.com. And I'm also looking for ladies to grace the pages of the Sticky Pages every issue.
Okay. Well, definitely.
And I'm on Facebook under Madison Shannon Kelly.
Oh, cool, because I was going to ask you about your Facebook, too.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to add since I got you on the line? I'm really, like I said, I'm really excited that you were able to call right off the bat, because, like I said, you're somebody who I've just been noticing, like I said, over the, you know, past couple of months and whatnot. So I'm really, having you as a guest is really, you know, cool to me. So is there anything else you'd like to, you know, add before I let you go?
Well, I would just like for people to look out for the Slipside Play. If we come to a city near you, please come check me out. It's Charlene Brown. Also, look for Diva Delights in a city near you. If you need any tasty pastry treats, I'm the lady to look for. I also do craft services and catering. And please look for my Pussycat Tales models to grace the covers of Craze Magazine and also my column.
All right, well, sounds
that's
good to me. Well, like I said, one more time,
of course,
I appreciate it. Oh, go ahead.
And also check out Bomb Beats Trillionaire, Bomb Beats Counting Money, and Diamond's video, A Lot of Money. That's some of the videos I had the pleasure of working with here recently with Boomtown, Director Boomtown, and Director T.
Oh, cool. Do you have any videos coming up as far as Atlanta goes while I'm thinking about it?
Well, I'm getting ready to be casting for Verse Simmons' new video. He has a hot new single that's about to break, and I have the pleasure of casting his next video.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, like I said, everyone, Ms. Madison Shannon Kelly is someone as a point person within the industry. If you are a model and you have many of the things that she's mentioned, you know, on your mind, you know, this is someone to stay in contact with. She's you know, doing these castings. She's writing for certain publications, and, of course, she's in charge of one publication on her own, plus all the other stuff that, you know, she's doing. So if anything, as far as just, you know, looking at people, as far as, you know, as far as an example to, you know, set yourself by, you know, Madison is someone definitely, as a young woman, you can take to heart what she's doing. So, again, Madison, I really appreciate you coming on. And any time you might see me, you know, blast a show or whatever, always, you know, feel free to call in.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me on the show, and I look forward to doing the event with you this weekend.
All right, me too. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Right, bye-bye. Well, y'all, that was Ms. Madison Shannon Kelly, editor-at-large at Don Diva Magazine, as well as all the other stuff that you heard her say. Definitely want to get updates as far as what she's doing. You know, you can always hit me up on the website, www.imtmworldwide.com, and or email me, imtmworldwide@gmail.com, and I can always, you know, drop a hint or two as far as what she's doing next. But I'm really excited that she was on. I wanted, you know, a lot of people to get to hear, you know, what she had to say in regards to the stuff that she's doing and, you know, how she's gotten there, the things that might, you know, slow other people down haven't slowed her at all. I mean, she's doing a lot, okay? So that's really, you know, shows a lot in regards to her work ethic. So I'm really happy to have had her on. Let's see who's on the line here. Let's see here. Hold on one moment. Good evening, caller. Who might I be talking to tonight? Hello, caller. Hello, you're live. Hello? Hello? I got to put them on hold. Let me see who this is here. Hello, caller. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello? You're
Hello.
On live. Yes.
Can you hear me? This is 28 yes, Michelle. I'm driving.
Yes.
My phone is
yes.
going in and out.
Oh, okay. No, you're
What's
good.
Up?
I can hear you. Nothing much. Just had my first guest, Madison Kelly, on, and she had a lot of good information to give to everybody. You driving safe out there?
Yeah, that was great. I enjoyed listening to that and what she had to say. That was really
yeah.
cool.
That was, like I said, that was... I was kind of nervous because, like I said, when she did say she was going to be on, I was like, shoot, I have to kind of change up what I was going to do tonight a little bit. But I did, you know, like I said, it's people like that that at the end of the day makes my job easier, you know, to where I know there's people on the same wavelength that I am in regards to wanting to push and, you know, make those connections, make those relationships happen. And, you know, that's what I'm all about, really. And it's not too often where I can meet people like that. So it was really cool for her to call in and just give her, you know, experience and her perspective on things and that she's doing a lot. And anybody can do a lot if they really want to. You know, I've said that, you know, a whole bunch of times, of course. But I'm glad you called in again. Where you need to be? I know you're driving out there.
Yeah, I'm like 10 minutes. I just need to stop by the store, and then I'll be where I need to be. But, yeah, I was just calling in again to give you a shout-out or whatever. Listen to the show.
And by the,
he was on.
By the way, everyone, Carnita Michelle is going to be at Dreams Come True. She's going to be coming from Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, Carolina honey, you know, representing. And she will be at the event Sunday. So, you know, if you want to get a chance to, well, first of all, you can go to the website, www.imtmworldwide.com. go to Model Albums, and you'll get to see, you know, see who Kwame Michelle is. If you really want to see her, though, come to the event. You know, it's 8 to 12, Via Restaurant. Go to viarestaurant.net. A lot of people are going to be there. Madison Shannon Kelly is going to be there, along with a lot of other guests. So, but Kwanita, again, thank you for calling. I'm going to have to let you go, only because I actually have a whole bunch of people holding on. But
okay,
but of course, anytime, of course, you know, we have a show and you want to call in, definitely do so, okay?
Oh, for sure. Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
But I only could give her a little quick share right there. Let me see who else is on the line here tonight. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hi. You're live. Who is this?
Hi. It's Jay.
Oh, hey, Jay. Well, you know her. I got all kind of numbers on my board tonight. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I just got out of church. I was like, let me call them real quick.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Well, everyone, this is Jason Lee LeBron. She represents Fort Myers, Florida. She also will be in Atlanta, Georgia, September 12th at Dreams Come True at Via Restaurant, viarestaurant.net. So you're just getting out of church. So I'm glad you called in. I'm hoping that everybody – did you get – well, you might not have gotten to hear the quick interview I had with Madison Kelly earlier, did you? No?
Yes. I got some of it, not all of
some that. Well, of course, everybody who's listening, if you miss any part of the show, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTMWorldwide, and you can listen to all the shows. So don't worry about missing anything. This is live, but you can always listen to it after the fact. So are you excited about this weekend?
Most definitely. I'm so excited. I have a headache.
Uh-oh. Wow. Okay. Well, I might have a headache going into Sunday. Let's do what we got to do.
Oh, no. On the way up there, I'm going to be so calm and relaxed that I'm going to be collective. I'm probably going to be to myself so I can save all my energy so that when I'm actually there, I can live it up right quick.
Okay, cool. Well, Jason Lee is going to be one of the ladies that will also be involved in the little special thing I have for the guys, where they're going to get a special 5-minute meet and greet with some of the talent from IMTM. So definitely, if you want to, you know, kind of see Jason Lee LeBron, of course, go to the website, www.imtmworldwide.com, and go to the Model Albums and look up Jason Lee LeBron. She's another model actress that is on the come up, and she's professional. She's talented. If you want to get to meet someone right on the cusp of maybe, you know, really blowing up, this is your chance to do it. I keep touting that a lot of the people that I work with are people you're going to see over the next decade or so, and this is one of them. So, Jason Lee, I appreciate you giving me a call. Like I said, tonight I know I'm going to cut some people off shorter than usual because I just want to make sure everybody gets a chance to talk since I got people calling in tonight. So I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited about this night show. And I'm really, like I said, I'm going to say it all night, that I was very happy that Madison was able to call in earlier because I know how busy she is. And now everybody knows how busy she really is. So but thank you
yeah,
for
I'm gonna
calling.
Have to,
okay.
I'm going to have to go hit her up on Facebook real quick.
Oh, do that. Definitely. She left all her information there for everybody. So. We'll do this. I'll be in touch. I'm going to go ahead and keep the show rolling, but definitely anytime I have a show, definitely feel free and call in, okay?
You know it. All right, you guys, I will see you live Sunday, September 12th at, what's it called? The
Via
place?
Restaurant.
Via restaurant. If you're not there, I don't know what's wrong with you. You have to be there. I want to meet y'all. Okay. I know y'all want to meet me, so show up. All right.
Take care, Jason Lee.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Righty then. Well, Jason Lee just called in from Fort Myers, Florida, and actually I'm doing the show live in Kinko's on Cleveland in Fort Myers, Florida, believe it or not, second night in a row. So let's see. Who is next on the line here? Hello, caller. You're live. Hello? right, that caller might not want to talk to me. But they're listening, so that's all that counts. So in the meantime, let me do what I was going to do at the very beginning of the show. Of course, this is Dreams Come True Week, and all of us are going to be in Atlanta via restaurant. ViaRestaurant.net is the website. Many people from the company are going to be involved. Some are not going to be able to make it, though. Rhea Imperia, Amaryllis Vargas, Alina Kaluzova, Fantasia, Dana Codex, Shanice Caldwell, Kavita Shanae. They're not going to be able to make it, but they're as much a part of the event as anybody. I want to say thanks to Jose Cuervo Platino for being involved with the event. Visit them at josecuervoplatino.com. They have a real nice story about the last 200 years of developing this really top tequila. Our sponsors include MVH Images in New York. She's doing a great job up there. If you're in New York or anywhere in the surrounding areas, or if you're in Atlanta or Detroit or Milwaukee or somewhere and you just want great images, you need to go to New York. MVH Images will take care of you. They're on my website as well. Jasmine Design and Photography, she's in Miami. She shot a few of the models that I work with. Krista Elise, Amaryllis Vargas, Kalinda. She's talked to a lot of people. Somebody just called me on my phone here. Also, OPP Studios, Kiende Thompson. He's going to be at the event taking pictures, doing videography for me. So look out for him. He's in Atlanta, actually, so you know, check him out. He's also on my website. The purpose of the radio show this week is to introduce you to all these people, the guests, the sponsors, the talent of Dreams Come True. Some of the other models that are going to be there and actresses include Krista Elise, the Collins twins, J.C. Lee LeBron, who just called in, Danny Monique, Devon Ray, Jerrica Lynn, Beatrice Jean, Juanita Michelle, who just called in, Jada Chambers, Tia Geis, Galan Lince, Kalinda Anthasani, Shay Frederick, Jasmine Stats, Medita G, and even Letitia Anderson, both of them coming from Tennessee, all of them are going to be there. Some of my guests, of course, Madison Kelly, publisher of Dodora Magazine, Tanisha Leslie is coming, Lanisha Renee, media consultant. Fashion stylist Tara Renee is going to be coming. Casting director Lynette McKinney is going to be coming. Also Alexis Nicole, another casting director. Another fashion stylist, Beatrice Bimbo, is coming. Jessica Wall is involved in the event. Chef Troy Walker is going to be coming, a cool friend of mine. Music artist Osa Lottie is going to be coming. And DJ E. Shorty from Virginia is going to be in the house. I'm really happy about that. I'm going to go ahead and run through the rest of my sponsors because it's a lot of people. Music Pro Entertainment, he does music production, video production. I'm working with him on some projects, but he's really good, y'all, as far as the music goes. I've heard a lot of his stuff. It's good. Video-wise, I've seen what they're capable of doing. If you need a commercial, if you need demo reels, things of that nature, you know, go to them. Graffiti Clothing is going to be in the house. They're actually designing me an outfit for the event, so I'm really excited to see how that comes out. Chisholm Media Group designed the Dreams Come True event flyer. Most of my stuff, my logo, my business cards, almost everything. So check her out. Also on my website, www.imtmworldwide.com. Shout out to Flying Without Wings, who created my theme song. My theme song also to the TV show that I have. And I'll be playing some of their tracks later on in the show. I didn't get to it earlier. I do have a topic of the hour. I kind of changed it up just to kind of be freestyling about it. It's who has the best city in the United States to live in. With all these people who are talented, eventually some of them are going to move, you know. So from everybody's different perspectives, I'm sure everybody thinks that they got the best city, you know, whether it be ATL, whether it be New York, L.A., Miami, New Orleans, you know, somewhere in Minnesota, Minneapolis, I don't know. So who has the best city to live in, you know, whether it be you're concentrating on your business and growing it, or you're looking to be a talent within the industry in terms of, you know, being the best place? Where do you think the best place is? So that's the topic of the hour if anybody wants to, you know, chime in on that. Well, in the meantime, now that I got all of my shout-outs out, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. I'm going to see who else is going to be calling in. In the meantime, I'm going to pick out a little track here from Flying Without Wings. Also, hit them up on their website, fw2music.com, and also on Twitter, at fw2music, I should say. My bad. But this is Flying Without Wings, ex Bialadesh. Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, episode 16. Episode 16. Just taking a little break there with ex Bialadesh from Flying Without Wings. I'm also trying to answer all these text messages from a whole bunch of people. And, of course, trying to do five things at once. Again, I want to do a quick recap for everybody who is listening so far. First caller today was a special guest, Madison Shannon Kelly, of Don Diva Magazine, and she is a quadruple threat in the real sense of the word, I should say, in which she has her own catering company, bakery, She's a chef. She does pastries, everything. I heard her say Patron Cupcakes. I swear I heard her say that. Casting director there in Atlanta, doing some music videos. She's also an actress. She just finished a play in the Atlanta market. Now they're going to be going to Ohio, it looks like. She just does a lot, and it just in all this being a single mother. So at the end of the day, you know, anybody who says that they can't because of certain things is just an excuse, you know, and she can tell you that. And if you meet her Sunday, she'll tell you in person. She will be at Dreams Come True this Sunday in Atlanta, September 12th at Via Restaurant. Go to viarestaurant.net. The event is from 8 to 12. Go to www.imtmworldwide.com under events for all the information. I had two of the models call in, Carmita Michelle from Charlotte, North Carolina, and Jason Lee LeBron from Fort Myers, Florida, also called in to get kind of give a shout-out. I'm actually doing, if y'all hear all that noise in the background, I'm actually at Kinko's in Fort Myers on Cleveland Avenue. Shout-out to Kinko's, 24 hours a day. I pretty much have been living here for the last week and a half. To give a quick shout-out in regards to my sponsors again, Music Pro Entertainment, Jasmine Design and Photography, OPP Studios, MVH Images, Chisholm Design Media. There's just so many people. Oh, and of course, Jose Cravo Platino. Let me make sure I'm not missing anybody. Graffiti Clothing and this Chisholm Media Group. Make sure I say that right. Right now, what I'm going to do is kind of talk about cities. My topic of the hour, I said, is going to be who has the best city in the U.S. Now, I've only lived in a certain number of cities myself. You know, I was born in New York, Queens, moved away from there as a child, lived in Atlanta for like half a second, and then moved to Columbus, Georgia. I moved from Columbus to doggone Opelika, Alabama for some stupid reason. And then from there, moved to Atlanta. I lived there for almost 7-8 years, I guess it was. I don't know. And now I'm in Florida. Been to some interesting places. I think Atlanta, at the end of the day, of course, I was most comfortable there as far as city life. You know, I was living in Buckhead or Midtown most of the time. Easy to get to places. I had my own, you know, my restaurants that I liked. You know, went out on Martini Mondays at Justin's, you know, all that kind of good stuff. Went to my football, basketball, baseball games. I'm an Atlanta homer. Hey, Falcon season starts this Sunday, y'all. But anyway, but there's other people who lived in, you know, have lived in other cities, and they would say Atlanta is a dump, okay? Just to be real about it. And, oops, oh, somebody's shooting at me. Watch out. But at the end of the day, everybody's going to have their own opinion. So I would like everybody to call in, depending on where you're coming from, whether or not it's a small town, you know, large city, a metropolis. You know, if anybody is in L.A. right now and has been living there for a long time, give me your opinion. You know, would you rather live there or would you rather live, I don't know, somewhere in New Mexico, you know, or Montana? How about that? So definitely give me a call. I could go back on some other topics of the hour from earlier in the week. One of my friends, David Clater in Columbus, Georgia, his topic of the hour was when do you, you know, ask for help or when do you need help and when do you accept help or something to that effect. If help is presented in front of you, do you take it? There's a lot of times where opportunities are presented in front of people and they don't move on them. You know, and sometimes the excuses are valid. Sometimes it is something so desperate that you can't do anything about it. But then sometimes it's not, you know, and, you know, whether it's some transportation thing or whether it be a sickness or financial or whatnot, you know, like I said, some things can be explained, some things can't. And I've seen a lot of times where, you know, normal people, you know, who can do, don't. But the abnormal people, so to speak, do, and that's who gets the opportunity. And then the other person gets mad. And that's, for me, has always been one of those, you know, sticking points in my craw, so to speak, especially in Atlanta. You know, I haven't had a car in Atlanta for a long time when I lived there. and I was always at the castings somehow. It takes knowing it was going to be an hour and a half before I got there, you know, no matter what I did, you know, bus, train, bus. But I got there because it was important to me. I wanted to be there for the people who said they were going to be there. I wanted to make sure everything went right if they let me, you know, but I was there. You know, and I would sometimes get those phone calls, well, the wind is blowing too hard, it'll mess up my hair, it's too cold outside, it's raining, and all this kind of good stuff, but they have cars. So for me, that was kind of difficult to always take that. And then I would see, you know, people who I know are not as talented as some of the people I have get opportunities only because they showed up. And that hurt, you know, because I know they're ragamuffin. Ragamuffin is my words, y'all, don't hate. That is one thing, you know, as far as a topic that, you know, anybody wants to call in, we can talk about that. I do have a lot of people coming from other places. Like I said, we have Majita G and Letitia Anderson coming from Tennessee. I guess they're leaving early. We have a lot of girls from Florida that are going to be coming up. J.C. Lee LeBron, Jerrica Lynn, Beatrice Jean. Tia Geis, Kalinda, all of them are coming up. Of course, Claudia Michelle, she's going to be coming down from Charlotte. Gerland Mense is looking to come from New York, you know. And then you have some of the guests. DJ E. Shorty, she's coming down from Virginia. I actually have some models from Virginia who are actually coming to the model call even. So there's a lot of people who are going to be traveling to this event. I'm really excited about that. The last time I had that many people travel was last January when I did my launch for IMTM. So it'll be cool to, like I said, see those people, you know, many of them for the first time. It'll be cool to see some of the people I haven't seen in a long time in Atlanta. I haven't seen Danny Monique in a long time. I haven't seen Alina in a long time. Shay, you know, the twins, Collins twins, Stacy and Tracy, I haven't seen them, shoot, since last October, I think it was, now that I think about it. So it'll be a good opportunity to kind of, you know, reconnect and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. So I'm excited about it. So what I'm going to do now, though, is I'm kind of still waiting for a few people to call in. I'm going to take another break. I'm going to let y'all listen to some more Flying Without Wings. Like I said, make sure you check out the website, fw2music.com, or you can check them out on Twitter at fw2music. This next song is actually one of their newest songs. I'm going to go ahead and play it all the way through. It is called Live It Up. Flying Without Wings, half the group is in L.A., and Ironic is just waiting for VC to move from Grand Rapids. That's where they're originally from. I've known them for about a year. They came across me. I helped them, you know, just get things squared away as far as this direction, and they've just taken off. I'm really proud of them. They're doing big things now. So this is Flying Without Wings, Live It Up. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, episode 16.
We gonna do it for B.I.G., baby. We gonna do it like they never been done before. We gonna do it so B.I.G., baby. We gonna do it like it ain't never been done before. Bring on the boot, a little absolute, baby, bring that velveteen. We gonna mix it all, you gonna think it was New Year's. Bring on the boot, a little absolute, baby, bring that velveteen. We gonna mix it all, you gonna think it was New Year's. Baby, wanna go and party, party. Sip it up for Cardi, Cardi. I'm gonna dance, I'm so unstoppable. SW2, so unstoppable. Oh, they look at me like, ooh la la. I'm crazy, it's like Miss Gaga. But if I ever meet Miss Gaga, eat it up like rah, 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 rah. Here we go, pull it up and drink some more. And this before we even hit the club, we think so, so up before we hit the dough. Mix the light with the dark, we sipping on the jungle fever. Ready, set, hit the mark, ironic will make you a believer.
Put your hands up, yeah. Ain't no party like we just don't get it. We don't have a good time.
Like that, like this, raise your hand up in the air.
If you think that you paid,
do it,
like that.
Now do it,
like this.
Now raise your hand up in the air.
If you think that you paid, I wanna see you dance, put your hand in the air.
Okay.
I wanna see you dance, put your hand in the air.
Okay.
I wanna see you dance, put your hand in the air.
Right.
I wanna see you dance, I put your hand up in the air.
Uh-huh.
I wanna see you dance, put your hand in the air.
up and drink some more, and it's before we even hit the club, so we be so toe up before we hit the dough. Mix the light with the dark, sipping on that jungle fever. Ready, set, hit the mark, BC will make you a believer.
Throw your hands in the air, we gon' party like we just don't care. We gon' have a little fun, and lift it up because tonight is our night.
be doing this weekend, right? Living It Up. That's Live It Up by Flying Without Wings, fw2music.com. Check them out. This is Chris, episode 16 of IMTN Worldwide Radio. Just trying to do a lot in regards to all these talented people out here that want to be seen and get, you know, get recognized for what they're doing. I think that's an important aspect of things. You know, most people have exposure right off the jump. But if people don't recognize you, the exposure part of it really doesn't even matter. And there's just a lot of people out there who are trying to stay true to themselves and how they want to be able to pursue these goals and dreams and aspirations and do it in a particular way, knowing that, yeah, maybe it might take a little bit longer, but to have peace of mind, even like, actually I had just hit her up on Facebook, but Krista Elise had mentioned something about, you know, girls having morals. And trying to do things, and she apparently got a lot of responses about it. I don't know if they were good or bad. I didn't have a chance to look, but like I said, this is what it is as far as dreams come true. September 12th, Atlanta, Georgia, viarestaurant.net. That's the location. Time is 8 p.m. to 12 p.m. Again, as you can kind of hear in the background, I am at Kinko's on Cleveland in Fort Myers, Florida, live doing the show. Yay to 24 hours. Hey, I got a call. Let's see who this is real quick. Hello, caller. How you doing this evening?
Hey there, Chris Royster. This is Kalinda.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. Just checking in. I've seen how everything's going on this radio.
It's going fine so far. I'm glad you were able to get a chance to call in. Everyone, this is Kalinda. She's also one of the ladies out of Fort Myers area. She's going to be in Atlanta this weekend. If you want, you know, definitely go to the website, www.imtnworldwide.com. Go to Model Albums, and you'll get to see pictures of Kalinda there. She actually had just recently had a shoot with one of the other sponsors, Jasmine Design and Photography. Had a great, exciting, and interesting trip. if you get to go to the testimonies page, you'll get to read all about it. But are you doing okay? How was work?
My work was fine. You know, I had to put things together for the shoes, you know. I mean, everything's been rough still for me, more stressful than anything, but I'm going to make way up to Atlanta. And, of course, you know, I got my whole outfit for the mall, my outfit for the club if we go to one, and, of course, my outfit for the event. So, you know, can't
always
get mad. I mean, I work
prepared
with you.
Well,
yep.
I appreciate you. I definitely appreciate you being prepared, because that is, you know, going into the weekend is just going to be crazy, and as much stuff can be made simpler, the better, as far as that goes. So I definitely appreciate that. as far as the event goes, are you nervous at all, do you think? Or, you know, have you been to Atlanta before?
No, I have not been to Atlanta before, and yes, I'm very, very nervous. I don't know how things are going to go down. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know how I'm supposed to react. But, I mean, I make way. I mean, everything will flow just fine, I think. I trust you enough.
Well, that was one of the reasons I was wanting to be able to get everybody together before the weekend, to be able to sit everyone down and kind of just, you know, chit-chat with them again as far as, you know, expectations, as far as this y'all go, as far as being there. Because, I mean, the event is for y'all. The event is for the talent to be in front of all these industry professionals who are, many of them, decision makers. And the whole point of it is to talk to these people. You can't be scared to talk. You know I'm not. So y'all can't be either, and I'm putting y'all basically in front of them. And so it's an opportunity there to grow and to be seen and just go from there. And that's really just the basic of it. Really, everything else will take care of itself. You're all not, you know, shy or anything. Some of y'all are, but you're not that shy. And that's really just it, you know, just to be, you know, and then, like I say, on the professional level, make sure that you come off a certain way, because people do have expectations when they, you know, either come across me or they hear of me and things of that nature. I've had to do a lot to stay within a certain guideline, and I'm determined to keep it that way. And most people know that, you know, hardcore about it. So that's really all it, you know, going to be to it. And like I said, just drawing people's attention to all these great people that are out there really wanting to do things and do it. You know, that's all. There's nothing wrong with pursuing these things. You know, just you have to want to do it. You know, that's why I wrote those articles. You know, how can someone believe in you more than you believe in yourself? That's on my website. Hopefully everyone's read it. but I think it's an exciting event. A lot of people this week, more and more, are starting to really kind of tune into it. Definitely other people across the country. I saw Ironic from L.A. is listening to the show. Shout out to Ironic. I wonder if VC is listening. I don't know where he is. I didn't get a chance to check Twitter during the last break. But I'm excited about it. Like I said, I'm trying to be cool about it, but I know come Saturday I'm gonna be passing out. So, but y'all will be up there with me. Y'all try to hold me down, and we'll make this a real nice event. So, let me give you like a little bit and tell people a little bit about you, where you're from, and all that kind of good stuff.
Well, my name is Kalinda. It's a son. I'm from Fort Myers, born and raised in Florida. Yes, I am a Floridian. I'm half Laos and half Thai. I'm very, very, very outgoing. I'm a live wire, they call me. You will have fun no matter what. Even if we're in a garage, we'll have fun. So, I mean, if anything, you guys should come check this event out. I mean, it would be fun. It would be exciting, and you get to see new people. I mean, of course, I'm IMCM's only Asian. So, I mean, it is what it is. What else is there to know about me? I love shoes.
Oh, there you go. You're going to make me say it? You know, this girl loves shoes.
I love shoes. Like, it is an addiction. Obsession is not a fetish anymore. It has become more than a fetish.
Nothing wrong with that. But that's one reason I'm not I don't know if I go to that mall or not Saturday, but we'll see what happens. But let me do this. I definitely thank you for calling in. Like I said, I'm trying to make sure that everybody who's, you know, coming to the event, involved in the event, get an opportunity to call in, let, you know, different people hear you, find out what you're doing, who you are, and just, you know, like I said, the more people that know you, it can't hurt, it can only help, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people that, like I said, their attention is drawn right now, and I want to try to take advantage of it if I can. Like I said, there's a lot of other stuff that I'm looking at. You know, like I said, television and film opportunities are definitely there. And, you know, I want to, wow, this is Maria calling from Hawaii right now. I want to take advantage of those things. So we'll see what's going to happen. If anything, definitely call into, you know, future shows. I'm glad you called in, and just let's get ready for this weekend, okay?
I sure will. Have a good night.
All right, you take care. All right, you too.
Thank you.
Bye. right, everybody. That was Miss Kalinda. Again, another one of the Fort Myers ladies that will be coming up from Florida to Atlanta for Dreams Come True. That's happening this Sunday night, September 12th. I didn't know when the schedule change went down that the Falcons was going to be playing that day. I'm kind of envious because I am a Falcons fan, and if I thought there was a way I could do both, I would do it. But there's no way in the world I can pull off that and the model call and then my event. There's no way, so I'm not going to try. But I am excited about the weekend. Via Restaurant is the location. Go to viarestaurant.net. You can check it out. We are going to have, you know, some food and beverage specials. As I mentioned, Jose Cuervo Latino is going to be featured at our event. So that's going to be really cool. And Via is a really nice spot. So if you haven't been there, go now, you know. But definitely going to have to come back Sunday because we're going to have all the people there. As you heard, Madison Kelly called in earlier. She's really, really, really smart, intelligent woman. She really works hard, and she's doing stuff. And that's all you can ask for in a city like Atlanta where there's a lot of people who, they, you know, they're saying they're doing things, but they're not. And you get disappointed. And I want to put people in the position to get used by those people who are sincere with what they're trying to do. I think I'm going to take one more break. I'm going to try to return some text messages and phone calls and see what I can do for the last 10 minutes of the show. In the meantime, I'm going to let you all listen to All Stars by Flying Without Wings. This is Chris, INTM Worldwide Radio, Episode 16. Song. It was Flying Without Wings, All Stars, one of my favorite tracks. Definitely look at Flying Without Wings on their website, fw2music.com. I'm going to take this last 5 minutes of the show to go back through my sponsors and guests again of Flying Without Wings, as well as the talent that are going to be coming. Hopefully the rest of the talent do get to call into the show. I'm going to do the show Thursday. Not sure about Friday just yet. I'm going to try to. I really hope that others, you know, call into the show. I did this show at 10 o'clock just to try to kind of catch people who were usually working around this time. So I'm hoping that they call in, because I really think some of these people is really special, and I really want y'all to hear who they are. But Dreams Come True, September 12th, Via Restaurant, Atlanta, Georgia, 8 to 12 is the time. Some of the models that won't be able to attend, but, you know, they are part of the event: Shanice Caldwell out of Tampa, Kavita Shanae out of Fort Lauderdale, Rhea Imperia, also out of Fort Myers, Amaryllis Vargas, also out of Fort Myers, Alina Kalizova out of Atlanta, Fantasia out of Fort Myers, and Dana Codex out of L.A., my first L.A. model. I want to say thank you for all of my sponsors and guests that are coming. As far as sponsors, MVH Images out of New York, Jasmine Design and Photography out of Miami, Kenday Thompson of OPP Studios in Atlanta. Of course, you know, can't forget Jose Cuervo Platino, who we're featuring. Some of our other sponsors include Chisel Media Group, Graffiti Clothing, and Music Pro Entertainment. Of course, guest-wise, Jessica Wall is involved in the event. Chef Troy Walker is going to be in the house. Beatrice Bimbo, fashion stylist, as well as Tara Renee, another fashion stylist. Both of them are hot, y'all. Lynette McKinney, casting director, along with Alexis Nicole, another casting director. Media consultant Lanisha Renee, she interviewed me some years ago when I did a show magazine casting in Atlanta. Of course, Madison Keller, that you heard earlier tonight, and Tadish Leslie, publisher of J'adore magazine. Of course, DJ E. Shorty from Virginia is going to be keeping everybody moving and grooving, as far as, you know, just wanting to make sure that people are talking to each other in a, you know, nice manner and still enjoying each other. So I'm very excited for her to be there. Of course, some of the talent that will be at the event include Krista Elise down there in Miami, the Collins Twins, which are in Atlanta, Jason Lee LeBron coming from Fort Myers, Florida, Danny Monique coming from Atlanta, Devon Ray coming from Atlanta, Jerrica Lynn coming from Fort Myers, Florida, Beatrice Jean coming from Fort Myers, Florida, Quanita Michelle coming from Charlotte, North Carolina, Jada Chambers representing ATL, Tia Geis representing Fort Myers, Florida, Galan Lince coming from New York, Brooklyn, yeah. Kalinda, who you just heard earlier, coming from Fort Myers, Florida. Shayrette Frederick, coming from ATL. Jasmine Stacks, coming from Florida, Tallahassee. As well as Majida G and Letitia Anderson, coming from Chattanooga, Tennessee. So that's a lot of people. So if you want to see all of these people, all these skilled and talented people who, you know, a lot of them have been in magazines, they've been in music videos, some of them have been in short films, some of them have been on TV. Danny's about to be on Meet the Browns soon in a featured extra role. You'll get to see her. Some others have been asked to, you know, be looked at for some films. Krista just did a Kodak commercial down there in Miami, I believe, of some sort. Don't have all the details yet, but I saw some of the pictures. There's just a lot of people just doing stuff, and that stuff is good, you know, because it's professional and it's legitimate. And that's really what it comes down to. You want to be moving forward, and you want to be able to do it with a peaceful frame of mind to an extent. Nothing is ever guaranteed. You always have to back up the search. And you just want to be able to do it. I'm wanting to do it, and I'm wanting to do it for a long time, and I just want to do it with a group that wants me to do it too. And I'm pushing. And there's a lot of stuff coming up. You know, L.A. is a possibility for me. It's still not really said that much about it, but it can happen. And if it happens, you know, all of a sudden L.A., New York, Miami, and Atlanta, I might be there all at the same time. I'm excited about that possibility, but Dreams Come True, September 12th, Sunday, Atlanta, Georgia. Be there, or be square, as Jason Lee likes to be saying now. That's a new catchphrase now. I'm very excited about this weekend. Check out the next show, lawtalkradio.com/INTM Worldwide. Check out the past episodes. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and play Live It Up one more time for y'all, Flying Without Wings. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, signing off for now. Episode 17 coming soon. Peace.
We gonna do it for B.I.G., baby. We gonna do it like it ain't never been done before. We gonna do it so B.I.G., baby. We gonna do it like it ain't never been done before. Bring on the goose, a little absolute, baby. Bring that velvety. We gonna mix it all. You gonna think it was New Year's. Bring on the goose, a little absolute, baby. Bring that velvety. We gonna mix it all. You gonna think it was New Year's. Baby, wanna go and party, party. Sip it up for Cardi, Cardi. Gonna dance, I'm so unstoppable. FW2, so untoppable. Oh, they look at me like, ooh la la. I'm so crazy, it's like Miss Gaga. But if I ever meet Miss Gaga, I'ma eat it up like rah, 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 rah. Here we go, pull it up and drink some more. And this before we even hit the club. We be so toe up before we hit the dough. Mix the light with the dark. We sippin' on that jungle fever. Ready, set, hit the mark. Ironic will make you a believer.
Throw your hands in the air. We gon' party like we just don't care.